Welcome to Quickies.
There are certain things in life that are in abundance. News from the world of sports, politics, and entertainment is one such thing, and the best of it is brought to you by In.com and the Quickies podcast. My name is Arjun, and let's find out what's been up. Back in 2014 was when Narendra Modi first took an oath as the Prime Minister of India. Cut to 5 years later, and today, after an extremely successful Lok Sabha general election, BJP is back in power and Modi is all set to swear in as the PM for the second time. The ceremony will be held in Rashtrapati Bhavan, which is in Delhi, and it shall be administered by the President of India, Ramnath Kovind. And a whopping 8,000 plus guests are expected to witness the PM in action. The list is quite diverse, so I'm just going to run you through who might be there. Starting with foreign dignitaries, according to reports, President of Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, and Prime Minister of Nepal and Bhutan are expected to be present, while Mauritius Prime Minister and the President of Kyrgyzstan have confirmed their participation. Unlike Mamata Banerjee, who rejected Modi's invitation and made it clear on Twitter as well. But on the other hand, Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi and UPA Chief Sonia Gandhi are going to be there. And all the chief ministers of all the states have also been invited, so we'll just have to wait and see how many CMs actually show up. Just like people from the film industry, because Shah Rukh Khan, Karan Johar, Kangana Ranaut and Sanjay Leela Bhansali have been invited but have not confirmed their attendance. However, stars like Rajinikanth and Kamal Hassan, who are now politicians as well, will hopefully be present. Moving on to the world of business, the likes of Mukesh Ambani, Gautam Adani, Ratan Tata, John Chambers and Bill Gates have also been invited. And lastly, the family members of 50 BJP workers who lost their lives due to political violence in West Bengal are also on the guest list. But all said and done, we'll find out who's there and who isn't only after the oath has been taken. So stay tuned. Now, I'm not saying that we have a new Kiki challenge, but we just might after Will Smith dropped his new dance move on Instagram. Despite receiving mixed reviews on his latest film, Aladdin, it is doing pretty well at the box office, which obviously makes him happy. Perhaps that is why he made this bizarre dance move and the video and called it happiness. In the viral video, Will is throwing his arms out and thrusting his hips like nobody's business, standing on a boat, and then the same move on a desert and a beach and a dance machine and underwater, and well, it's a whole bunch of places. While in one part of the video, he's shown shooting at his own dancing self. I've watched it at least 10 times till now, and it just gets funnier with every playback. No wonder it's attracted over a million views. I feel it's only a matter of time before his fans recreate the move in the weirdest locations possible, because given the online mentality these days, well, anything is possible. The move is called happiness, and that feeling is probably going to grow in Will, because the box office figures for Aladdin, at least in India, look good. It's collected 24 crore in 5 days, which is interestingly more than India's Most Wanted and the Narendra Modi biopic. But coming back to the dance move, if you haven't checked it out already, then head over to Will Smith's Instagram, or you could always find it on in.com. Now, I'm sure you've probably come across a few news articles which just make you go, is this for real? Well, here's another one for you. Recently, Mumbai police arrested two men for roaming around in the nearby areas of Palghar dressed as suicide bombers. According to reports, a bank watchman and ex-BSF soldier named Anil Mahajan spotted these two wearing suicide bomber-like vest, and he informed the police. And thanks to CCTV footage, the police managed to track them down and arrest them. Now, there is nothing weird about that, because I mean, it seems like the most sensible thing to do. But it turns out that the alleged suicide bombers were actually extras from Hrithik Roshan and Tiger Shroff's upcoming film that is being produced by YRF. According to a report by India Today, the film's production unit had to produce papers for their release, and even though they have been released, the two extras have been booked under Section 188 of the Indian Penal Code for creating panic in public. So yes, that happened. Anyway, the film does not have a title yet, but according to the director Siddharth Anand, it's going to be interesting, because in his words, I feel that film is going to be something cool. The idea is to get Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt of Mission Impossible versus James Bond together in the same film. That's the idea. Now that is what I call an ambitious project, but I'm definitely excited to see the end product. So apart from today being a big day for BJP and Narendra Modi, it is significant in the world of cricket, or should I say World Cup of Cricket, because in a few hours an ODI between England and South Africa is going to kickstart the ICC World Cup 2019. And in order to celebrate this, Google did something they always do. Create a fun doodle. The static Google logo has a cricket ball and three stumps in it, and the animated one which plays when you click on it has a cartoon bowler bowling, batsman hitting the field, and an animated fielder claiming a catch. It's fun, check it out if you haven't already. But coming back to this cricket extravaganza, currently England is placed on top of the ICC rankings, and because they are also the host nation, the advantage of playing at the home and the insane support can do wonders for them. However, the defending champions are Australia, who put up a damn good fight as well. Speaking of, the Indian team with the likes of Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma and the rest have a massive fan following out there, and while their last tour of England wasn't in their favour, it would be interesting if they will end up lifting the glorious cup or not, because on the whole, there are 10 teams from across the world who are hoping to do just that. And what's super cool this year is the revised format of the tournament. Each team will face off with the remaining 9 teams, and the top 4 teams will reach the semi-finals and eventually the top 2 to the finals. Well, all I can say is may the best team win. It was just another day at Gymkhana in Khar, Mumbai, until Saif Ali Khan and Amrita Singh's son Ibrahim Ali Khan were spotted in the cricket nets practicing. Sporting a blue jersey and proper cricket gear, he seemed to be completely invested in the game, while his father Saif, dressed in kurta pajama, was there sharing some gyan and instructions with his son while he was on the field. Fun fact, Saif Ali Khan's father, Mansoor Ali Khan Patodi or Patodi, however it's pronounced, also known as Tiger Patodi, was a well-known Indian cricketer and also a former captain of the Indian cricket team. So, is it possible that unlike other star kids who are gradually making their way to the big screen, Ibrahim is preparing for his career in cricket? Oh well, looks like we'll just have to wait and find out. Well, that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.